The Hoosier Talk podcast is sponsored by Wabash Media. We create websites that work for you. WabashMedia.com.
And welcome to another edition of the HoosierTalk.com podcast for small business in Indiana. We're here today with Sandy Thurman, a realtor with Realer Realty in Rockville, Park County, Indiana. How you doing, Sandy?
I'm good. How about you?
Doing well. How's the, this is 2023, almost the end of it. How's the real estate market doing right now?
Things have slowed down for the past couple of months due to higher interest rates. However, houses are still selling on a regular basis. It just may take a little bit longer for them to sell.
Right. And how long have you been doing real estate?
I started in 2016.
2016, so you got a pretty good number of years under your belt there.
Yes.
And what excites you most about real estate?
I originally got into it for the flexibility of just making my own hours, doing my own thing, because I have children and needed to work around their schedules as well. But what I enjoy most about real estate in general is getting to meet the different clients, whether they be a seller or buyer, going into the homes and just seeing how each individual lives, getting ideas from how they have their house structured of what a dream home would potentially be for me, and just seeing the excitement in my buyers' faces when they find just the right house and get to closing day.
That sounds great. And what's your market up in Rockville, Park County?
My market, of course, Park County is a county of 16,000 people, so we are relatively small. We sell primarily in the Rockville area as well as out at Raccoon Lake. A lot of people come into Park County primarily for the lower tax rate, just the rural atmosphere of it. We often refer to it as bedroom community, so people work outside of the county in other places, Indianapolis, Terre Haute, that type of thing. But the county itself and the market up there is just for those that are interested in a more laid-back living environment.
So if I want a more rural lifestyle, or if I want a bigger lot on a house, and instead of having one little lot, my neighbor right next door, and I don't mind being just a little bit out of the city, Park County sounds like a good place to be.
Park County is the place to be, yes.
Yes. And I'm surprised it's only 16,000. I thought it was a little bit bigger than that. But
No, we're right around 16,000. We do have a high Amish community up there as well. So have access to Amish foods, and their work ethic is extraordinary, of course. So they have their own businesses. They do a lot of work for English, as we're called, in the county as well.
So. Right. Well, that's good. And how far are you from Indianapolis, let's say?
From Indianapolis, it's about 60 miles, so an hour. We're pretty much half hour, 45 minutes to anywhere. So it takes about 35, 40 minutes to get to Terre Haute. Indianapolis is right at an hour. Crawfordsville, the same 35, 40 minutes to get to there.
All right. That sounds good. What drew you into real estate?
Again, it was flexibility. So I was a stay-at-home mom for years. My oldest, when he turned 16, I got to thinking, oh, he's probably going to want to go to college, and we're going to have to pay for that. So three children, all involved in activities, needed something where I could still make my own schedule. I spoke with Ron Wheeler, who is the managing broker at Wheeler Realty, and we discussed what real estate entailed, and I thought that sounded like a good opportunity for me, so I just jumped in with both feet, got my license, and started January 1 of 2016, and have been going ever since, doing pretty well.
Wow, that sounds great. So you've been doing real estate since 2016, a lot of years. What's your favorite real estate buy or sell story?
Can you pause that? My favorite story is from a couple years ago. I had a buyer. She was a first-time home buyer, young mom of two children, and she had found a home that she was in love with. We put in an offer on the house. Everything was going very well, and we were just about to closing, and her lender decided they were not going to be able to lend to her
for
some random reason.
Wow.
And she was completely devastated, as you can imagine. So I basically just told her, hang on, let me see if I can speak to another lender and get something figured out for you. And so I did do that, and the other lender was able to help her. So about 2 weeks after that, we were able to get to the closing table. She purchased the home. There were no issues at all with her buying ability at that time. And she was just rejoicing when she left, had made signs to surprise her kids. She pulled into the driveway, or her parents brought her children over, and she was already at the house, and she had a sign up that said welcome home to her kids. So just the excitement on her face, being able to provide a home for her her children when she thought it was completely lost. I was just so glad that I was able to help her find the right lender to get the closing done.
Wow.
It's one of my favorite stories. That's
a great story.
Mm-hmm.
You got more stories?
Oh,
for
there
sure.
are several like that
yeah.
as well.
All
too.
Right. That's great.
I like working with first-time home buyers.
Yeah.
It's just such an accomplishment for them to get to own their very first home, and there's a lot of questions, as you can imagine, for people that are new to this. But just helping them through it, walking them through the questions, finding the answers for them, and ultimately getting them to the closing table so they get the keys to the house is very exciting.
Right. I think that's, you know, especially a first-time home buyer, mm-hmm. they really need a good realtor to guide them through that process, because there is so much, and a lot of it's daunting, and mm-hmm. you know, it's contract this and contract that, and it's, you know, yeah, they definitely need somebody to guide them through the way. And do you have any advice for somebody that's wanting to get their own house?
The first thing that anyone needs to do before they begin the home search, because we all have ideas and dreams of the house that we want, but can we truly afford it on our budget? So the first thing that any buyer needs to do is get pre-approved. Always go to a mortgage lender, whether that be through a bank, a mortgage company, but get pre-approved first so we know the dollar amount that we get to play with. And then we can start looking for houses. Once you know that dollar amount and that you know that you have that pre-approval that the bank or lender says, yes, you can truly buy this, it's always fun to just start looking at houses at that point and dreaming and going from there.
Wow, that's great. And do you have any advice for somebody that might be wanting to become a realtor?
It is fun. It is definitely not an 8-to-4 job. So if you're going to be getting into this profession, then you need to understand that after hours is when you are busiest, because that's when people can look at houses. Also, the negotiation goes on late into the night. So that's also an expectation. So just know that it's not an 8-to-4 job, but it is very rewarding. And I would encourage anyone to that's least bit interested, do some research on it. Make sure that you understand you only get paid when you sell a house. So keep that in mind as well. So there are some drawbacks to it, but at the same time, I think the pros definitely outweigh the cons.
Yes, so. Thank you. And how would somebody get in touch with you, Sandy, if they need to?
So I have a website, realtorsandy.com, or you can call me on my cell phone, call, text at 812-239-4726.
All right, Sandy Thurman, Wheeler Realty. Your website is realtorsandy.com. And if you're looking to buy or sell a house in the Park Vigo area, give Sandy a call. RealtorSandy.com. Mm-hmm. Test. All right, and Sandy, just on a lighter note, we do this with every podcast. What is your favorite movie soundtrack album?
That is a tough question, honestly.
It is tough.
But
changes all the time, doesn't it?
Yes, and I told you I have three that I was thinking of, but I think I'm going to go with the soundtrack to The Lord of the Rings.
Oh, yes. Very good.
Just the instrumental of
yes.
that I really enjoy.
Excellent, yeah. Yeah, it's always on TV, so that's excellent choice. Lord of the Rings, all right.